Psalm 24, section 1. This is the generation. Verse 6 reads, "This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah." This is the generation. Which generation is David referring to here? Is it his generation? Is it the generation, you know, beyond that, the generation that fell captive to the Babylonians, to the Persians? Is it the generation that misidentified their Christ? What generation is that? And what are they doing? That what? Seek who? Who are they seeking? Are they seeking themselves? Are they seeking their own nation? Are they seeking their own nation's glory? Are they seeking the world and the world's glory? Seeking him, who? Who's him? Seeking thy face, who? Whose face? Are they seeking Jacob's face here? I don't think so. I think this verse here should almost say, "O Jacob, this is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face." Seek whose face? Seek the nation of Jacob or the nation of Israel? Don't think so. Seek he that hath clean hands? Well, now we're probably getting closer to it. Seeking his face. It's not all of us that can say that we've had clean hands or that we will have clean hands or that, you know, we haven't sworn ourselves to vanity. Could it be that seeking he that possesses the earth, that founded the earth upon the seas? Could it be seeking the King of glory? Well, I think we're getting closer to the story here. David's intention. But we got to ask ourselves, is this the generation? Is he talking about us here right now? Are we the generation? Them that seek him. Psalms 14, starting at verse 2, it reads, "The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are altogether become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one." In the same sense, Jeremiah says in chapter 4, verse 22, "For my people is foolish. They have not known me. They are sottish people, and they have none understanding. They are wise to do evil, but to do good, they have no knowledge." Thy face. Psalms 89:14 says, "Justice and judgment are the habitation of thy throne. Mercy and truth shall go before thy face." Mercy and truth. Before his face. Justice and judgment are his habitation. Isaiah 64:7 says, "And there is none that calleth upon thy name, that stirreth up himself and take hold of thee. For thou hast hid thy face from us, and hast consumed us because of our iniquities." Psalms 143:7 says, "Hear me speedily, O Lord, my spirit faileth. Hide not thy face from me, lest I be like unto them that go down to the pit." Is this finally the generation that seeks to get all this inequitous business behind them, that seeks his face and his face only? Is this finally the generation? Oh, I wish it were. In our commencement speeches, you know, there at the graduations, You know, time after time after time after time after time, you're going to hear that this is the generation. This is the generation. It's going to end poverty. It's going to end racism. It's going to end world hunger. It's going to cure cancer. It's going to do anything that it sets its mind to do. And you'll notice it's not a generation that seeks. Him who has clean hands has received the blessing and righteousness of his salvation. Not that the generation that calleth thy name and turns thy head, that calleth it to turn thy head, that stirreth ourselves up to take hold of thee. No, this is not the generation. This is not what they're speaking of. Would this generation dare admit the earth is the Lord's and all the fullness therein? That the Lord foundeth it upon the seas, established it upon the floods? No, not this generation. Is this the generation that would care the slightest about the King of Glory re-entering the eternal gates triumphantly? No, this is the generation of whom it is written, why do the nations rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord, against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. Psalms 2. No, this is the generation which is written of in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. Now listen to this. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to their parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having the form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. For of this sort are they that creep into houses and lead captive, silly women, laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of truth. Who then is it that we best need to be seeking? Who best should Jacob or Israel be seeking? Psalm 24 is the fourth of our current messianic profiles. Messianic possessor and founder of the earth. Messiah ascended into the hill, having received his blessing of his Father and his salvation. Messiah, King of Glory, strong and mighty, re-entering the eternal gates triumphant. Verse 10 there says, who is this King of Glory? The Lord of hosts, or the Jehovah of hosts. He is the King of Glory. In this profile, we will consider Messiah in perhaps his most important role, Jehovah. You see where I get that? King of Glory? That the King of Glory there equals the Lord Jehovah, one and the same? I know that very few people, even most Christians, are not going to agree with me on this. That would mean to admit Jesus is God. Jews are not going to believe it because that would involve some kind of Trinity or Godhead. Atheists and agnostics are not even going to touch this because they think Jesus is merely a man, if they think of Jesus at all. The generation that does eventually seek him will at some point have to seek him as one would seek thy face. Psalm 24 is the perfect place to re-examine these considerations. The gates of eternity open up and the King of Glory coming back in. The question being asked, who can ascend into the Father Jehovah's presence? The answer is, not any of us, only him. The statement is being made, the earth and all its fullness are possessed by the Lord that founded it, the same Lord that is being equated to the same King of glory entering back in. The question has to be, what makes this Messiah who he is? How is he able to do for us what no other can do? Why is he our only course of salvation? How is it that no other course or pathway towards our salvation will do? The answer, plain and simple, is that he is not only the Son of Man, he is the Son of God, and like no other man or angel can be, he is the substance of Jehovah. Anything less than this, and we are going to start having big logical and logistical problems with our eternal salvation.